Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 in the morning, so I may have different uses for my bed than you do. But it's time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now, good morning, guys, and welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Lunchbox has a question, because last night I had dinner with the governor of Arkansas, and I'll talk to you about it in depth later. But I will say this, that I didn't wear a jacket because Morgan told me not. You guys heard Morgan on the air last week say don't wear a jacket, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was the only one not wearing a jacket.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, at least I had a tie on. Morgan said don't even wear a tie.
Ooh.
And so, but it was actually great. It was fantastic. And okay. I'll talk about it later.
Can't wait.
Lunchbox has a whole theory, though. Go ahead.
My question is Lindsay willing to retire from being a musician because if she becomes the first lady of Arkansas or the governor's wife, whatever you call it, she has to be active in the community. She doesn't have time to go on the road and perform. She has to be there for the people of Arkansas.
Why are you nodding your head, Amy?
That's a good question.
Okay. So, first of all, just for those that are listening now for the first time in a while, last night I went and had dinner with the governor of Arkansas because I do want to run for governor of Arkansas. And so we talked about it, and we had dinner at his house, and I took Lindsay with me, and would she retire if I became governor? No, I don't think she would have to. You can have a job.
Not one that takes you all over the country doing numerous dates.
There are no rules.
Oh.
And I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, first of all.
Oh, yeah, by assuming you'd be governor or assuming that she'd be first lady?
There's a lot of assumptions there. There's a lot. But no, I don't think so at all. I don't think there's any retirement.
No, I assume you can have a career and do whatever you want. That makes me, I don't like this conversation.
Okay.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, ask her just in case. Well, sometimes maybe she needs to kick rocks.
Yeah, in relationships, you make sacrifices for the other person's career.
Yeah. I wouldn't want her to. I would not run for governor and let her still be a musician.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A police officer, Peter Colnut, was in the right place at the right time, and he saved a dog's life, and listen to what he did. He saw the dog chase a tennis ball onto the snow, and the snow was on some ice. And as the dog ran onto the snow that was on the ice crashed and caved through.
Oh, my.
The dog went down. The cops saw this, jumped in after him, rescued the dog, threw the dog out on top of it, and then climbed himself out of there.
Wow.
Right? Like, he risked himself.
No, he reacted quick. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Wow. I see you, Officer Peter Colnut. That's really great. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. Federal authorities are investigating a wave of bomb threats at Jewish community centers across the country. Luckily, no one was injured, and the phone threats appear to be hoaxes. In Northern California, evacuations have been ordered in places from all the heavy rain. Many water rescues have been made. Some places have seen 10 inches of rain. And finally, there was a security breach at JFK Airport in New York Monday morning after 11 passengers were able to pass through a metal detector unsupervised. TSA said they are disciplining those staffers who allowed that to happen.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Went to Olive Garden, got the soup and salad, my favorite thing. Not a commercial. And they tweeted me back and they were like, hey, breadsticks for the whole show. And I was like, sweet. And they says, we'll send them to the whole Bobby Jones show. So, you know you made it win. Hey, there's a restaurant that's offering families a 5% discount if they bring their kids in and their kids are polite.
So, that's awesome.
That must mean that most kids aren't polite when they go into a restaurant. Eddie's a dad of two. Eddie, kind of guide me through the experience of taking a 3-year-old and 9-year-old out to eat.
Well, I mean, it's going to be loud, so I don't consider that as being polite or non-polite. I do make them say thank you for everything that they order, like, and then when the waiter comes or the waitress, they have to pay attention, like stop what you're doing, or you're on your phone or whatever. You have to stop and make eye contact with them. So, I mean, maybe that's what they mean. Like, it could get kind of crazy with kids and just, I don't know.
I think it's a loudness thing, though, because if kids are like making a lot of noise, that's what it is.
But that's almost a guarantee. They're going to be loud.
I feel like part of it, though, is for the parents, too. Like, keep your kids in line and you'll save 5%. Like, so, Eddie, are you a parent that if your kid's being too loud, will you take them outside?
Well, I think the problem is we're all loud.
No.
Like, we all yell, you know, because they're yelling, so then I'm yelling.
I don't have my kids yet, but when I do, we will be going outside.
The owner of a restaurant gives discounts for children's polite behavior. They shared a picture of the receipt. The parents did a 5% discount for polite children. He says about 30% of customers come in with children. They're not able to control them, so he started offering the discount. And he said simply he wants to offer parents a job well done. So... Also, Amy, when you say, when I get my kids, aren't those kind of famous last words? Like, when you actually don't have them yet, so you don't really know what's going to happen?
Wait, what? Oh, like how I'm going to act when they're here?
Yeah. Like, when you say, when I'm a parent, I'm going to...
Oh, but, I mean, they live in Haiti, and I visit them, and we go out to eat there, and I make sure they behave.
I just don't know if I would be going, wait till I'm a parent. I'm going to for sure do this.
I'm just doing
Eddie, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with you.
How about,
never know.
Do I have any like cred with how my parents handle things? My parents straight up took me outside, and trust me, I was the loud one.
Yeah, but the difference is going to be how your husband's parents handle things too, and then that will clash.
And then how your husband handles you.
Yeah.
He's going to send me outside.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Time for your positivity this morning.
Tell me something good.
All right, so we all have something good to share with you. In a time when you look around the news and it's not always good, we try to bring you something to put a smile on your face. An Iraq war veteran who's been walking to and from work every day has been given a car by a kind stranger. He's an Air Force veteran, lives in Pueblo, Colorado. Guy was like, hey man, what's your story? Told him. Bought him a 1994 Mercury Cougar with 70,000 miles on it. Give it to him for free.
Wow.
He was walking like 13 miles total.
My goodness.
Right?
That's a game changer.
That's it. For sure a game changer.
Yeah.
That's it. Amy?
Well, this is pretty cool, and I'm sharing it because I think every airport in all of the world should do this. San Francisco, they have like this animal area where if you've got anxiety about flying, you can go hang out with cats and dogs and rabbits. Well, they just added a pig to their lineup. And they wear signs that say, pet me, be with me. And they just got a pet pig. It's a therapy pig. I need.
You need?
I need.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
A family is asleep in the middle of the night. Their house catches on fire. The cat goes in and starts pawing at one of the kids. Like, wake up, wake up.
The cat does?
Yeah, the cat.
Wow.
Kid doesn't wake up. So the cat goes to the next room and bites the mom on the arm.
Wow, a cat?
Yep.
Cats don't care. Cats will let everybody burn up. I'm so surprised by this. Go ahead.
Hey, mom gets up, gets the family out of the house. Everybody's alive. No one hurt.
We sure it wasn't like half cat, half dog?
It says...
Cats don't care.
But cats care.
No, a cat will go out the door and be like, bye, everybody.
I was surprised it was a cat, but it keeps saying cat over and over in the story, so I'm going to say it's a cat.
Are we sure it's not a dog named Cat? I mean, now that's a great story. That is a great story. Bobby Bone
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So this is a fun fact about Kelsey Ballerini. Her comfort food on the road is hummus, and she's so afraid of running out that she keeps 7 containers of it on her tour bus fridge at all times.
Okay, she has a fridge.
Yeah.
So you can do that. I guess if you're traveling like van style or flying style, it's different. Comfort food on the road for Eddie would be pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
When we travel, Eddie will walk a mile to find a Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Comfort food on the road for me, Eddie, would be what?
Taco Bell?
I guess the protein bowl, maybe, but if anything, gum.
Yeah. That's true. Lots of gum.
Full packs of gum. Yeah. All right, what else you got?
It's Tuesday, and that's when you get, you know, movies out to rent or on DVD if you're still doing that sort of thing. Bad Santa 2 is now available. Hacksaw Ridge, Manchester by the Sea, and Nocturnal Animals.
I've seen none of them.
Me neither. But, hey, Hacksaw Ridge and Manchester by the Sea, those are up for the, you know, big Oscars.
Well, whoop-de-doo. Well, pin a rose on their nose.
People want to rent it. Right. Check it out. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Hey, you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
On yesterday's show, Lunchbox was talking about his dog, and he lets his dog crap wherever, and he doesn't pick it up. And it just so happened to be in Amy's yard, but I put a poll up on Twitter and was like, Lunchbox never picks up after his dog. Acceptable or not acceptable? Over 80% of people said not acceptable. So... that's just it. It's just not a good thing to do.
Yeah, and I'm worried about the, I don't know, how 18% of people that said it was. What?
Lunchbox, your response.
America needs to wake up. We don't have time to be picking up after your dogs. Just let them. It's fertilizer for the grass. It helps it grow.
It's not, though. It's really not fertilizer for the grass.
That's what I've been told.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
From my panel of experts.
Eddie Jr. Jr., Eddie's 3-year-old. Has been on a 15-day sweet potato diet.
Yep.
Because science said if you make your kid eat sweet potatoes or any vegetable 15 days in a row, they'll start to like it even if they don't.
Yeah.
It's been 15 days. Verdict is in.
It's been 15 days, and I got to tell you, like, the verdict was shocking to me.
Okay. Are you going to tell us or is it audio?
It's audio. I'll let him tell you.
All right, here's Eddie Jr. Jr., who did not like sweet potatoes after 15 days, giving his verdict.
So what do you think about sweet potatoes? Do you like them now?
Yes.
You do like sweet potatoes.
My mommy says I have to eat something healthy so I can ride my scooter so fast.
And sweet potatoes are healthy. Would you say that you're a breaditarian?
Yeah.
Do you like bread?
Yeah, but I can't eat bread to go fast.
You need what?
Sweet potatoes.
That's right. Sweet potatoes and vegetables. Good boy.
So you've convinced him that to ride his scooter, he must eat sweet potatoes.
I guess that's what he got out of it, which, hey, if that's what works, do it.
To ride his scooter fast.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, but he likes them now, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think he's just maybe tricked his brain to like them because he wants to be fast at his scooter and everything else.
That's why I ate spinach as a kid, because I want to be like Popeye.
Exactly.
And now I like spinach.
Yeah, so, and I ate carrots too, so I can see better.
Like Bugs Bunny?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but now I wear contacts, I can't really see.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Boca Raton, Florida. A man was at a Dunkin' Donuts picking up some donuts, and he reached in his pocket to grab his wallet when he accidentally hit the trigger on his gun and shot a lady in the leg.
No.
I don't like She's going to be okay, but he got charged, and he didn't get to get his donuts.
He doesn't deserve his donuts.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
You're just trying to have a little donut, and all of a sudden you get shot in the leg. Ain't that the truth? Mm-hmm. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Got a game for you. I'll give you the fictional town from a television show. You give me the name of the show.
Woo, okay.
Everybody write it down.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Ready.
The town is Bedrock. What's the TV show?
I'm in.
The town is Bedrock. What's the TV show?
I'm in for the one.
I'm in.
Amy?
Flintstones.
Lunchbox?
Flintstones.
Eddie?
Flintstones.
Okay. Eddie, you couldn't miss that. You have kids.
I know. All That's right. why I got it right.
Town number two, Mayberry. The thing about this is,
I'm in.
Nada just thought it was a song. Nada's our digital producer. She just thought it was a song. She didn't know this was a real thing.
No, definitely not.
Mayberry. So Mayberry is from what TV show? Amy?
The Andy Griffith Show.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Andy Griffith Show.
Eddie.
Andy Griffith Show.
That's correct. Woo. All right. How about this? Dillon, Texas.
I'm in.
What TV show is
Amy
in Dillon, Texas?
I'm in for
I'm
the
in.
Win.
Amy.
Friday Night Lights.
Lunchbox.
Friday Night Lights.
Eddie.
Friday Night Lights.
Good. How about this? Bikini Bottom.
What?
Bikini Bottom. Name of the town.
I'm
okay,
in.
I'm in.
Bikini Bottom. Oh, it's easy. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
SpongeBob.
Lunchbox.
Baywatch.
Oh.
Whoa, good guess.
Eddie.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Good. Cape Side, Massachusetts.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Shoot. Okay.
Amy.
Grey's Anatomy. Shoot.
Dawson's Creek.
Boom, to tie it up.
Oh, that's what it is. Dawson's Creek.
Eddie.
I don't want to wait.
Is that what you
Dawson's Creek.
Oh. That is the lead.
Shoot.
Quahog, Rhode Island.
Uh-oh.
Last one. Quahog, Rhode Island.
Oh, am I playing?
You are.
Oh, okay. I thought I was out. Rhode Island.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Murder, She Wrote.
Lunchbox.
Family Guy.
Yeah! What?
Yeah!
Eddie.
All About Raymond.
No.
Yeah!
Tiebreaker.
Woo!
Quickest one to answer wins.
Wait, between Eddie and I.
Yep, between you two. Gotham City.
Batman.
Eddie wins. Whoa! Nice work.
Come on.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Amy sees everybody out at random places. Like, Amy must know some land of stars, because she sees Miranda Lambert out, hanging out, Kelsey Ballerini. She runs into Brett Eldridge, like, eating peanuts.
Yeah.
You ready to add to the list?
He's eating green beans.
Oh, sorry, green beans. Who did you see recently?
Half of the Osborne brothers.
Brothers John. Osborne?
Yeah, brothers Osborne. John.
So John is the one with the big
beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you talk to him?
Yeah, we hugged. He was going in, I was going out. It was a real quick exchange. But the minute I walked away from him, all that was in my head for a good solid few hours was, it ain't my fault. Like, now anytime I like think of them, that's in my head. And then it just got stuck.
But it ain't my fault.
Thank you, John. I mean, it's a good song to have stuck in your head, but... I mean, it's not like he walked in the grocery store singing that. It just came into my head.
And you were just at the grocery store hanging out?
Yeah. I guess we live by each other or something.
Does anyone else here ever see people like Amy does?
No.
Lunchbox?
I've seen John at the grocery store.
You have?
Yeah. But I don't talk to him. I saw him and his wife, and I just, you know, I don't think they'll know who I am. So I just see him. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Stars are just like us.
Did he know who you were?
Yes. 100%.
He did?
Yeah. Super friendly. So nice. I could tell by the... It was like, hey, like he's walking up and like, hey, it wasn't like an awkward.
Were you like stairballing him though and he was pointing at him and he had to act like it was you?
And I walk up, I'm like, it ain't my
fault. But it ain't my fault.
He's like, hey.
A lot of times though, I feel like sometimes people, they see me and they don't know for sure where they know me
or
from.
Or they think you're Maren Morris.
No.
You do look a lot like Maren Morris.
Isn't that Amy's new doppelganger, do you guys think?
Yes, a lot of people say that, but I'm not. Y'all have scarred me from saying stuff like that because y'all make fun of me.
No, you used to say Kelsey Ballerini.
Other people would say it.
No, you used to think you look like,
and
you
wanted to look 21.
But you didn't, but you don't look as much like Kelsey Ballerini.
It's true. But I'll take Maren, yeah. This is the Bobby
Bones. How do you feel about yoga pants at work?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why, can we do it?
According to workplace etiquette experts, you should leave the yoga pants, sports bras, any type of workout gear at home, regardless of the job that you have.
Oh, I was just about to say, depends on the job that you have.
Regardless of the job that you have.
I disagree.
Didn't your husband tell you to stop wearing yoga pants in public?
He doesn't like when I wear yoga pants in public and there's nothing covering my backside, like a long top or something wrapped around my waist. Or he's like, doesn't get girls to just go run errands in their yoga pants.
He doesn't get them? Oh, I get them.
No, who doesn't get them?
Don't we all get them?
Oh, yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
Okay, fine. I guess he knows that it can draw eyes, so he would prefer if I do run errands like that to put something, you know, not just be like, oh, hey, I'm just out running errands in my yoga pants.
Do you listen?
No, I go run errands in my yoga pants.
Well, good for you.
Right? I mean, I don't know. Is he? I mean, he's been saying
every,
it for years.
Every marriage has their own rules. Eddie, would you let your wife go?
Yeah, of course.
Straight yoga pants.
I mean, she's coming home to me. I don't care.
Yeah. Eddie, what? Just the other day, you said you didn't like other guys liking your wife.
No, I didn't say that. Yeah, my wife doesn't like other girls liking me.
No.
Heck, it's you, Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
All right, time for Tuesday's Top 5. Top 5 songs on the radio. You ready?
Ready.
At number 5, Dirt on My Boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels.
Little John Party for you right there.
Shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the
club. At number 4, Michael Ray.
Kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. Get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less.
Number 3, Brad Paisley, Today.
Today. I don't know about tomorrow.
Everybody here is like using their hands and singing the song. Like, it's such a good song. I love this song. One day, when after the song goes number 1 or whatever, I'll tell you a good story about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to yet. What a tease, huh? One day, be listening to the show. Sober Saturday Night, number 2.
Ain't no whiskey strong enough to make things right.
The number 1 song is Better Man from Little Big Town. There are your top 5 songs. Tuesday's top 5 here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
So I had dinner last night with the governor of Arkansas, and it really was awesome. And next hour, I'll let you ask all the questions, and we'll talk about it at length because there's a lot that's I'm still kind of processing. Because I'm going to run for governor of Arkansas. Let's just win. And it was great. I'll tell you that last night. It was great. There's a lot on my Snapchat, Bobby Bones Show, and on my Instagram, stuff like that. But Morgan told me, our producer Morgan, said, do not wear a jacket. I don't even know if I'd wear a tie if I were you. Now, Morgan, do you remember saying that?
Yes. I read verbatim from the email they sent.
Everybody there was in a full suit.
Listen, they said business casual. I just told you what I was told. And they definitely said you didn't have to wear a tie.
I showed up. I was the only person in just a shirt. And so I had to make the joke like, oh, sorry. I grew up in Arkansas. But everybody grew up in Arkansas. Get it?
That was a good recovery.
Yeah. I was like, but Morgan completely left me on an island out there on the not dressed for success island. So it wasn't a good first look.
Dang.
But I fought through it. I know. But would you like to say anything about that, Morgan? You're sorry?
I'm so sorry that I did that to you. I bet Lindsay brought it back up, though, because she looked really good.
Oh, Lindsay looked like a supermodel.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody even cared I was there after about... And then she played, like, they took her down into, like, this big performance area, and then she played music, and everybody was like, hey, Bobby Jones. They were like Olive Garden. They were calling Bobby Jones by the time it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, I'll tell you. But I felt a little bit like a fool lesson. Not dressed up enough. Because you never want to be underdressed at a nice event, right?
Right.
you always want to kind of be overdressed, if anything.
Yeah.
So I should have wore a tuxedo with that top hat like I did at Waffle House. Thought I should have done. Anyway, that I'll talk about that coming up in a bit. Morgan made a list, our producer, of if we were Disney characters, which ones we'd be. Now I'm just going to read to you the ones that she made. Are you ready?
Ready.
What?
I said, I hope I like who I am.
Lunchbox would be Grumpy the Dwarf.
I don't know why that is. I don't get it. Why is that? I don't get it. Because you think I'm grumpy?
I mean, yeah, kind of sometimes.
Ray would be Tarzan, our audio, because Ray's like the workout guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I'm Ray. Amy would be Alice in Wonderland because she's clumsy and always losing things.
Oh, man. That wasn't who I was hoping for.
Who were you hoping for? Cinderella. Ariel?
Ariel, I want to be a mermaid.
Yeah, sorry. You got Alice in Wonderland. Guess who I got? What Disney the character?
Ariel?
No.
Aladdin.
Rude. No, Peter Pan. Because I'm not trying to get married and have kids and grow up.
You're trying to stay forever young?
I'm just trying to live my life. And she didn't put Eddie for one. Who would we give Eddie?
Aladdin.
Wait, why? Why?
Eddie, are there any Hispanic or Mexican Disney characters?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't think so. I mean, there's something, but not something I grew up watching.
You know what I would give you, Eddie? I would give you the skinny one from Hakuna Matata.
Oh, Timon.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful phrase. That one.
Yeah, because there's the fat boar.
Yeah, that's Pumbaa. Listen,
I haven't seen any Disney movies. Like, name a Disney movie I should have seen, Amy.
Lion King?
Never seen it. Name another one.
Little Mermaid?
Never seen it. Name another one.
What's more Disney?
Cinderella?
Yeah.
Never seen any of these.
Oh, come on.
Whatever character I am, Beauty and the Beast?
No, you're Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
Lindsay was giving me crap in the car as we were driving down to Arkansas. She was like, next time we have a couple free hours, let's watch Aladdin. Because, what was the song that came on? The Peebo Bryson?
A Whole New World.
Oh, that's it. A Whole New World. And I was singing it, but I was like, I've never seen the movie. She was like, next time we get a couple hours, we should watch it. And I was like, if I get a couple hours, the last thing I'm going to do is watch Aladdin. I'm going to try to catch up on like anything. Walking Dead. Maybe watch one of the Best Picture nominations. I'm not watching Aladdin from 1986.
Okay. I mean, I think I'd start with Lion King.
That's a classic.
I watched that in the seventh grade. My history teacher showed it to us one day. We showed up. I thought we were going to be learning history. Bam, he showed us Lion King. So good.
I'm not in seventh grade.
Do it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood was talking about how she loves doing her own makeup for performances and red carpets. And she confessed that she occasionally will put some makeup on her husband, Mike Fisher, as well. But there's a reason. He plays hockey, so he gets bruises and cuts on his face. So before they hit the red carpet, she's like, honey, I got you. I can take care of that.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, what they do behind their own closed doors is their own business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he likes to dress up. Put makeup on or something.
Don't. No. What else?
Okay. So George Strait was talking about songs that he missed in his career. I guess songs he almost took, but then he passed. And Tennessee Whiskey was one of them.
Tennessee Whiskey, cut by David Allen Coe, George Jones, Chris Stapleton, obviously, latest.
Bam. And George complimented Chris on his work. Yeah. He said he nailed it.
All right.
So that's, you know, a little fun fact there. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
I was reading the story about how a lot of married couples have side accounts that they don't tell their others about. Why would you do that if you're in a good, trusting relationship?
I need some help. I need some perspective. Everybody's married but me. Eddie Lunchbox, Amy, you're all married?
Yeah. Well, does anybody want to admit to a side account?
Anybody admit to having a side account?
Don't have one.
Okay.
I don't.
That just means... Okay, yeah.
What? I don't either. And I just feel like communication, especially on finances, since you hear like that's such... can be the root of so much trouble in marriages. Like, you just got to be honest about that sort of thing. I don't know.
Lunchbox.
No need to have a side account. We just have separate. We don't discuss finances. Her check goes to her checking account, and my check goes to my checking account.
You pay all the bills, though.
I pay the bills. I mean, because I make more money, and so I write the checks for the bills. I turn the lights out. I turn the heat up. I turn the AC down, whatever.
Okay, so let me pivot for a second from money, because you have this thing where since you make more, you run the house.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy paying the bills. It makes you feel good.
Like a man.
Yeah.
So when it's time for the TV to go off, do you say time for the TV to go off and then it goes off?
Yeah. Like when I'm going to bed, I got the controller and I say, all right, good night. Turn it off.
What if she said, you go to sleep and I'm going to keep watching TV?
Oh, she can do that. It's not like I control her bedtime, but more than likely she's coming upstairs with me. So, not like in a controlling way, but, you know, she wants to come next to her man. She wants to go to bed. If I'm ready to go to bed, she's usually ready to go to bed.
Because you're ready to go to bed.
Yeah, I think so, because she doesn't like to stay up by herself. But every once in a while, she'll stay up and watch one of those Project Runway Junior or something. And
yeah.
But 99% of the time, bedtime.
Do you control the heat?
I keep it on a certain temperature.
On your temperature?
Yes. Because she would have it a lot hotter, and I'm like, you can put a blanket on you. It's not that. It's not worth extra money.
So you are the ruler.
Yeah, if you want to put it, I mean, I've never thought of it that way, but I'm the king of the castle. Yeah, now you say it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get this dynamic out of your house runs. It just seems so different when we see them together.
And I would love to have her perspective.
No, she would agree with you that I pay the bills, because she even
no,
said.
No, I'm just saying, would she agree that you're the king of the castle?
You're the one that said it. You said I'm the ruler.
No, I asked a question. Would she say that you're the king of the castle?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she always says, if you need help paying the bills, you let me know. I got it. Don't you worry about it.
So and like, she gets to spend all her income. Everything she makes is basically on whatever she wants. She doesn't contribute to the bills?
No.
And you don't get any of it?
I don't get any of it.
Wow, that's okay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to take her money. Like, okay. She earns that money.
Yeah. And the money that you earn,
you're sharing with her. That's awesome. That's really generous
that's really
of
nice
you.
Of
yeah,
you.
I'll take her out to dinner, you know. I put it on my card.
Why are you doing that?
Is this what I do when I do it?
He's like, I'm take her to dinner.
I tell her, I'm like, I got this. Don't worry about it.
Do you still feel the need to show off?
Yep. I mean, you have to. You can't get comfortable. You always have to try to show off, because the more you show off, the more impressed she is.
So you're still trying to impress her with money.
And just access to things and, you know. Like
free tickets.
Free CDs.
Yeah, free tickets. And like, you know, if you're backstage somewhere, introduce her to the artist. Like, oh, this is my wife. Don't worry about it.
All right, Judge Common Sense. I will help you with your problems if you want to share them with me. I will get my objective perspective. Rob, you're on in North Carolina. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You know, we're hanging. What can I help you with?
Hey, yeah. So I was married for 12 years. Have two children out of that, and ended up, you know, meeting this girl now that I adore, like, more than life itself, and we're on the verge of getting married next year. We have the date set and everything, but the question is, I want to ask my ex-wife if I can have my son as my ring bearer and my daughter as the flower girl.
So what's the problem? Like, your ex-wife doesn't want your kids in the wedding?
I don't know. I don't know if it should be a good question to ask her. I mean, because, I mean, she flips like a light switch. So I don't know if I'll get the, you know, the third degree out of it. Or should it be something I should just kind of, like, think of like an alternate and just have them there, like, as the general people watching the wedding? Or
okay, well, let me ask you a couple questions, Rob. One, what's the most important thing in your life?
My kids and my new fiance.
Okay, one and 1A. One and two, your kids and your new fiance. If you want your kids in the wedding, put your kids in the wedding.
Okay.
That's it. And if she, listen, I don't know if she flips like a light switch, this is you talking here. Regardless, if you want the kids in your wedding because you love them and you want them to be a part of something that you are very proud to be a part of, then that's you. They're your kids too.
Okay.
And you can't worry about her.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just don't want to get my heart crushed, you know what I mean?
Don't let it.
True.
Keep the kids away from the question. Like, don't have them. Because if she does, quote, flip like a light switch, kids don't need to be around. But the kids should be in your wedding. All right, buddy?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Objective perspective.
That makes sense.
Thank you. There's always two sides of the story. I don't know if she flips like a light switch. I imagine in that divorce, there's probably both of them having light switch issues.
Yeah.
Of some sort. Judge Common Sense has presided.
Show.
A beer company in Ohio is now offering all their employees the ability to take paternity leave if they get a new dog.
That's so cool.
They'll give their staff a week off to help settle a furry family member into the home. Like, people will go get dogs just for this.
Yeah.
It's not like a baby.
Dang, a whole week.
That's what I'm saying.
So people right.
They'll go get a puppy, take the week off, and then, oops, the puppy's gone. It ran away. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not like a baby. You know that's going to happen. How about this one? Would you erase your ex? Bad memories could be deleted from your minds for good. And they're not even talking about, like, traumatic stuff, which that would board out. I would think about that.
Yeah.
But, like, they're saying you could genetically remove these targeted neurons, like, in your ex, like a bad relationship, bam, gone. Amy.
That's a really good question, but I'm going to...
What about the one that wrote the bad word on your car? And they keyed it.
I mean, I was 16. That was a very... I would describe that event as traumatic. So
what about the one that was driving out of your house and called another girl, but instead accidentally called you? It was like, hey, I'm on my way over. And you're like, what, you left?
Good one. That's also the same guy where I walked in. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Bobby, I had forgotten about that. I mean, no, I wouldn't forget any of them because I learned from each and every single one, you know?
I would, that guy that called... And was like, hey, I'm on the way over. I'd probably delete that one.
I even started to think, I believed his lie to cover it up. And my mom was looking at me. She said, Amy, you have got to be losing your mind. You need to break up with him right now.
She was like, you need to take this pill and lose that memory right now.
Let's go.
Last night was a lot of fun. And if you're on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can see some pictures. Because I went to the governor's office in Arkansas and met with him first. And then we went to his house and had dinner. And for the last 4 or 5 months or so, I've been talking about running for governor of Arkansas. And I'm serious about it. Like, no joke. Like, I will one day run for governor of Arkansas. So we had a lot of talk. A lot of office talk. Mm-hmm. You know, with nobody around for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, is this free space to talk? So we had that kind of talk. And then we had dinner and stuff. But Morgan told me, one, not to wear a sports coat. And everybody was wearing sports coats. Told me not to wear a tie, but I did wear a tie. Luckily, everybody's wearing ties. Lindsay looked great. I took her too. They had a menu, and on the menu, because Morgan, I was kidding. I was like, "This is like they're not going to be honoring us," and she was like, "No, don't be stupid." And then it was like the menu was like, "Welcome to the dinner for Bobby Bones and Lindsay L."
Yeah,
and I was like, "What?
The dinner honoring."
Honoring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had 18 people there, and we were like the heads of the table with the governor.
And like y'all's names were in like, just say the rest of the menus in like 12-point font. Y'all were in like 18.
I know. It was one of the coolest things I've ever got to do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never thought I would ever get to go to like sit in the governor's office in the Capitol, much less go to the governor's house of the state that I grew up in. Like normal folks, and I grew up a normal folk. I grew up, you know, a welfare kid. You never think that you get to go meet the fancy people that run the government. And so last night, I got to go meet the fancy people that run the government. It was crazy.
Yeah. So did they call, I don't know if this is just in Texas, but did they call it the governor's mansion in Arkansas too?
Yeah, it's the governor's mansion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you kept saying house. I'm like, whoa, I think it's the mansion.
Again, you can take the boy out of Arkansas. You can't take the Arkansas out of the boy.
Got it.
So.
He's like, I went to the governor's apartment and.
No, it was this condo. Relax. So we went last night. It was very fancy. There's some pictures up. We'll put some more up. But everybody wants to ask questions. So, Amy, go ahead. You're first.
Okay. Did you have any confusing thing happen with the silverware? Like, which fork am I supposed to use?
No, because I waited tables for a long time. And I know to go inside out.
Oh.
And so since I worked at a really fancy restaurant, because I waited tables at a place called the Hot Springs Village, and I had to wear a tuxedo to work. And when I set the table, I knew small forks, big forks. I knew all the things.
Okay.
And so that was never an issue, although there was lots of fancy, fancy silverware.
Yeah.
And so, and even the wait staff, like the people that were working, the helpers, it was really cool because they were, and I'm not sure the term on this, but they were all like prisoners. They were like good behavior or whatever, and they were the ones that were working.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It was, and the governor was like, this is like one of their favorite things to do. They're, you know, prisoners who've like really excelled and shown, you know, so they were working last night. It was really cool.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. But, and yeah, so there you go. Eddie, your question.
Yeah, what did you call him? Did you call him governor or gov or ASA?
No, I called him Governor Hutchinson.
Lindsay started calling him Asa, his first name, and I was like, oh, I don't know if he wants to do that. But other people that knew him were doing it a little bit at dinner too, but I never did. I only called him Governor or Hey Guy or, you know.
Yeah, hey guy.
Or hey fella. But no, I just called him Governor. And yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Did you ever go and sit at the governor's desk like, this is about to be mine one day, so you knew what it felt like?
No, I didn't do that. I could have because we walked over there, but no, I didn't do that. But we looked out. We talked in his office. There's a picture on my Instagram of us talking in his office, and he was like, how serious are you at running for governor of Arkansas? And I was like, I'm extremely serious. And we talked, and what we said in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to hold close to the vest right now for a few weeks probably because we just decided we would, but we're making the announcement in the next few weeks.
I got another question.
What I'm actually going to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you get the sense that he was intimidated by you, like, man, this guy's coming for my throne?
No, 0%. He used to be the head of the DEA in D.C. Like, intimidated, he could squash me. Super nice, by the way. Like, I enjoyed hanging out with him. I do think that, no, not at all. I just thought he thought it was nice. We just were hanging out. He's not scared of me. And he shouldn't be.
Was there awkward moments where you tried to make a joke and it just didn't go?
Oh, there's like 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any drug jokes?
What?
No, we didn't do drug jokes.
Oh, no, so he used to be the head of the DEA. I just thought.
No.
That's what I would do. I'd be like.
It was way fancy and it was way nice. And it was really one of the coolest things. I'm going to tell all of you guys probably tomorrow. And then we're going to have to hold it back for a few weeks. I'm not going to keep it from you guys.
So we're having like a legit group meeting about our future?
Yes.
Wow. That's heavy.
Well, because I know we've been talking about it and the news is covering it all in Arkansas and other places are reaching out. So I need all of you guys in the room to know my plans before I actually announce my plan.
Okay.
After you guys, I'm going to tell corporate because they're, and then we'll let the listeners know in a few weeks once it's like cleared.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you end up getting him a gift?
Yes. Good question. I forgot about that. Okay. I felt super. Thank you, Nada, for a great question because I felt I was going to forget about this.
Oh, yeah.
We went and bought a bottle of wine. A really nice bottle, too. Do you know, by the way, at the wine store, they have something called Ace of Spades and it costs $750?
What?
Oh,
yes.
I saw that on your Snapchat.
I was like, whoa. So I bought him 3 of those.
Yeah.
No, I just bought him a nice bottle of wine. It was like. I would never like take it to Amy's house because it was too expensive, but I think it was like $80.
What?
It was the governor.
Oh, okay. So I guess I see
I'd
how
buy
it
you
is.
I'd buy you a $15 nice bottle of wine.
Okay.
And then this was Lindsay's idea, and you guys can tell me if you think it's lame or not. Okay.
What?
She brought a book, and I signed it and gave it to him.
Oh.
What? Oh. You're all laughing.
Oh, I'm cringing right now. Like, I'm sort of uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
Amy said specifically not to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
Lindy was like, I think you should take him a book. It's about growing up in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There is that angle.
But
I like that angle.
If I'm going to give somebody a book, I'm going to say, hey, write a note for them and say, hey, thank you for having me. That's what I wrote. Thank you for having me. I never thought I'd be able to do this. You know, I pretty much wrote this book about my life growing up. I know. I thought it was awkward, but I trusted my girlfriend on that one.
Yeah, no, she's good.
No, let's vote. Amy, you said you're uncomfortable. Good move or bad move, Amy?
I mean, once you...
Amy? You say bad move?
I say bad.
Okay, Amy says bad move. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Eddie?
What did you write in it?
I wrote, I never thought I'd be able to come and meet the governor of Arkansas. This is a dream come true, Bobby.
I think it's okay.
Okay,
I think
you
it's
wrote
okay.
is okay, but does he have to put it in his own
yes,
book?
Yes, he did it.
Put it
I think it's okay.
Lunchbox?
Listen, if you got a book, you better brag you got a book. I think it's a gift you give everybody you meet. You shake someone's hand, you get a book. I mean, that's all there is to it. You want to meet me, you're at the gas station, someone checks you out, you know, they ring your groceries up, give them a book. I give everybody a book, so I think it's the best move ever.
But did you give them the one that says New York Times bestseller?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Bravo.
Lindsay just texted me, by the way, and said he gave us books. Not books that he wrote. He gave us books about the state of Arkansas.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's good. I mean,
this is funny.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I mean, what was that exchange like? Like, here's my book.
Yeah,
my
it was
book.
Kind of awkward a little bit. Yeah. Anyway,
I'm sure he already read it all.
He had no idea.
Oh.
BobbyBones.com. You can see pictures of last night. BobbyBones.com.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Do you guys want to hear an embarrassing fact about Amy?
Yes.
Mostly just because she made fun of me so much because I gave the governor of Arkansas my book, which I thought, and she won't stop laughing about it off the air. That's fine. You know what? I took him a bottle of wine. I didn't know. I thought it was very like, it's about written about home. I don't know.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
That part makes sense to me.
I'm an idiot. Okay,
no,
fine.
No, don't say that. I'm not.
How about, hey,
that.
Everybody, Amy's legs are uneven and she had to get something. She had to get a lift in her shoe to make her legs even.
Really? I know a guy that has that problem too.
What guy?
A friend of mine, like a family friend, an old family friend.
It's called a leg length discrepancy lift.
Wow.
Because my part of my back problems is like in my hip and they're uneven. And so it's a special insert for my left foot.
By how much?
So
your leg, 2 inches?
Oh, no, not 2 inches.
Okay. Your legs are uneven.
Minimal. Yes. We're working on correcting it, but yeah. Yeah.
So does one foot hang off the bed and the other one doesn't?
No, it's not that bad. But I'm going to have to like take my insert with me to try on shoes and stuff.
I have a bunch of Amy feet stories. Amy went to get her nails done, like a pedicure, right?
Yeah.
And the dude kept tickling Amy's feet?
Yes. What? He was massaging my toes. And I was like, stop. That tickles. And he was like, oh. And then he kept touching the toes. He's like, does this tickle? And I'm like, yes. And then he'd go to the other toe and rub it and be like, does this tickle? And I was like, yes, really. I'm good. Like, no more toe massage. Done.
Would he do one of your feet and then have to take a step back and do the other one?
No.
That's funny, Bones.
Okay, because they're uneven.
Right. God.
I know. So, yeah, but then he moved to the other foot and he tickled me over there, too. Like, I don't know if this guy thought it was like his thing, but.
Like,
weird.
If that was your thing, if a foot thing was your thing, wouldn't being a pedicure guy be the greatest job ever?
Maybe.
Like, oh my, I mean, can you imagine? If like that was your thing,
yeah.
And you were like, what do I want to do as like a part time job, and that was your thing,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, how could you control yourself?
I don't know, maybe I found the tickle bandage. I don't know. It was
all
so
right.
Awkward.
This is the Bobby Bones.
So what happened with your dishwasher lunchbox?
My wife, I came home and I guess she was at work, and so she left a note on the dishwasher that said, clean. And I thought, oh, that's so nice. She's letting me know that the dishes are clean. So I posted a picture on the internet and people were like, that's your wife telling you you need to unload the dishwasher. And I was like, what? They're like, she is sending you a message that you need to unload the dishwasher and put the dishes away because she cleaned the dishes. I thought she was being super sweet, just being like, oh, look, I did the dishes for you.
What I would think by seeing that is that when you left, they were dirty and she put the dishwashing liquid or detergent, whatever you use in, started them. Didn't think that your intelligence was super high enough to look before you started putting more dirty dishes in there.
Yes.
And then was like, these are clean. Don't put more dirty in there because we have to waste dishwashing liquid.
We don't have to do it again.
Yep. Okay, so it's neither sweet or message. It was just calling me dumb.
That, I mean, not dumb, but I mean, because listen.
She's just thinking you wouldn't check to make sure things
I don't
are
look.
Clean. Right?
Well, she is right. I probably wouldn't. I just would either grab a cup or put the other dishes in there.
And
either
once
way.
You put one dirty one in a... the land of clean, they're all dirty.
Yeah, because you can't
and
always
you
identify.
Them. It's disgusting. I would never. I don't think it's either one. I don't think it was me and Ellie was nice. I think it was her going, don't put a dirty plate in here because these are all clean now.
Oh.
I think sometimes, too, as husbands, y'all don't pay attention to detail because I once had my husband unload an entire dishwasher full of dirty dishes, but he unloaded them thinking they were clean.
Oh, listen, here's the thing. Once you put dirty dishes into a house, tear the house down.
That's it.
Bobby,
like, the house is now,
no,
the house is spoiled.
No, you just cycle through it and, like,
no, you do not. You get the wrecking ball. Boom. House is down. The end.
Okay.
That's all lunch.
Well, all right. So my wife called me an idiot.
But cool. You can be nice and unload them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That would be the extra mile on your part.
Oh, but once people said she was sending me a message, I let them in there.
Okay.
What?
All right.
Good luck, man.
Thanks.
Letting the internet dictate your husband decisions.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
We have an audio producer. Like, all the clips and the sounds that you hear, if I play them, our producer Ray puts them together and he sits in a glass room all day, all night long. I don't even know if he goes home. And so, Ray, you were at a hockey game?
Yeah.
What happened with the national anthem?
So anyways, the national anthem gets fired up to singers singing, and I was really, really into it, so I started singing the national anthem.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
And I was looking up at the screen, they had the lyrics going like that, and the guy right behind me, he was just a seat away, he goes, "That's disrespectful, stop singing." And I was caught off guard, and I was just like, what? And my girl's like, stop singing, stop. And I tried to explain to her, they have the lyrics on the screen so people can sing along. That's a patriotic.
Okay, let me ask a question. Were you singing it in a funny way?
No.
Were you singing it from your heart?
From my heart, I was singing, I promise. And nobody else around me was singing, but why else would they encourage you to sing the national anthem and put the lyrics up there? We're just supposed to all just sit back and listen to the singer? I thought that's a country, like, together, let's go, let's sing this national anthem. Guy just straight up shut me down, totally ruined the game for me. I was like, okay, this is awkward. The game hasn't even started, I already got yelled at.
Oh, no.
Okay, thoughts on this? I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I encourage you to sing the national anthem. As long as you're not trying to sing it nutty, even if you can't sing, you can be the word. It's almost like church.
Yeah.
Make a joyful noise. If it's coming from your heart and you're really singing the national anthem, sing the national anthem. Like, who cares what that dude says?
That's what I thought, too. But I mean, when somebody tells you you're disrespectful, and the dude was probably like,
it would be
years
weird
old.
If someone's like, you're disrespectful. Even if you're
yeah.
not, it puts you in a weird place.
I was like, maybe this guy's in the military, and I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm like, okay.
And you don't want to get in a fight over the national anthem. There
no.
are things to get in a fight over. That's not one of them, like, because you want to. Man, that's a weird place. But I just would say that it's, you have the right to sing the national anthem. Would anyone disagree with that?
No.
No.
Because you're free to. It's America, where we can sing the national anthem. You're also free to disagree with this. Then, Ray, you were in the right.
I know, but my chick whispered. She got a little scared. She's like, seriously, stop.
Was he a big dude?
I look back. I mean, the seats behind you are already higher up. The dude looks 7 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. I'd probably kiss 3 feet if it were seats.
Right. So I didn't say anything for, like, the entire next period. I was completely silent.
Okay, but the rule is you can stand up. Oh, you can sing it.
As long as you're being respectful, yeah.
Yes. Two, another rule. At football games,
mm-hmm.
you can stand up the whole time.
And cheer your team on?
Whatever. There's no, yes. You should. This is annoys me too. If I go to a Razorback game and I'm there and I'm standing up the whole game, people behind me get mad. It's a football game.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to stand up, just because I bought a seat doesn't mean my butt has to be in it the whole time.
What about concerts?
So if I want to stand up, I stand up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no law on sitting or standing. Now, if I'm going to watch Norah Jones, okay? Or Kenny G, and it's really a sit down experience, that's different.
Okay.
But a football game, a concert, where if at any time you're supposed to, at any time the group stands up, then all times the group can stand up. Yes, Lunchbox.
What about at Funny and Alone?
Stand-up comedy shows, you don't stand up, period.
Well, it says stand up.
No, it's stand-up comedy. I'm the one standing
he's
up.
He's the stand-up.
Oh, okay.
The comedian is upstanding. No, any theater show that's like where you're sitting as a theater, you're down in those seats. If the seats are meant to be comfortable and long-term, you stay in the seats for the most part. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
Anybody argue with that one?
Good.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page. And thirdly, let me talk. No, I'm done.
Oh.
No.
Bobby Bone.
I was out of the room, so I don't have any sort of thing, anything with this. But Amy is upset at all the guys on the show because apparently you guys all sit around and just bicker at your women.
I wouldn't call it upset. It just makes me wonder, like, is this my husband at his job? Like, is he sitting around with his bros complaining about me talking on the phone or doing whatever I do? It just seemed like they were having, like...
Who? First of all, who?
Okay,
name names.
Ray, Eddie, Lunchbox.
Okay, Ray, our producer.
It can be up to them what they want to say. I'm not totally throwing them at the bus, but really it's just like, wait, is this my husband at work, like, sitting around with his boys? It sounded like what girls do, but it was guys doing it, so it was weird, because I just don't picture my husband sitting around work complaining. complaining about things I do.
So, without saying who said what, like, what were some of the things that were said? Do an impression of the guys.
Oh, I can't do an impression because that'll give away. Kidding. I'll just say. Well, apparently, none of them like it if their girl is with them, like, say, in the car, for example, and their girl is on a phone call and she puts the phone on speaker and just has the conversation with them in the car.
That's a
like,
deal?
Like, say, with her mother.
I mean, nothing. Silence for me.
Go ahead.
Like, they don't really like when their girl is on the phone with their mom and they have to listen to the whole conversation.
And there, it's two wives. And Lunchbox has been married for a couple years, almost. Eddie, 11 years.
11.
Ray's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And all three of them had a problem with that?
Yeah. Okay, they don't like that.
Tell me more.
They don't like that. They also may not like when, I guess a lot of it was just when their girls want to talk to their girlfriends. Like, I don't understand that.
What do you mean?
Like, well, I don't know. I don't get why that would be an issue. Like, if your wife or your girlfriend has a friend, you don't want her to be talking to her. Apparently, people talk too much.
Oh, yeah? Anybody want to comment on that? Lunchbox?
I'll comment.
Yeah.
My wife talks to her mom for 45 minutes, and she sits there on the couch with it on speakerphone the whole time. If you want to talk to your mom for 45 minutes, go in the other room. I don't need to hear the conversation. Like, it's annoying.
Do you have a problem with her talking to other girls?
No, I don't care. I don't mind her, but she puts every phone call on speakerphone, and it's annoying.
So that,
like,
one's
I don't
you.
Want to hear the conversation, but I'm not going to say that I said that.
Eddie married 11 years, two kids.
My deal is that, you know, when I get home, my wife's like, we don't really talk a lot about things. And then I was like, okay, I'll change that. And then I start talking about things, and then she's texting with her girlfriends while I'm talking. Like, you're not even listening to me.
Okay. What else are they doing?
So,
anything else you want to throw them under the bus for?
I think there's something about when they're in the, there's an issue in a car and being on the phone. Evidently, these guys want more attention. They want the focus to be on them.
Wow.
I agree with that.
It's too much time talking to other people on the phone instead of focusing on them.
You were surprised, though, that they cared that much.
Yeah.
And they were sitting around complaining.
It really did sound like how girls, like, sit around and, you know, cackle or talk about something.
Yeah.
There's three grown men.
Yeah, we're humans.
I know.
We bleed.
I know.
If you prick you, do you not bleed?
We do, bones.
Yeah. It was just interesting. I just, like,
I would not have been a part of that.
I can't picture my husband, like, at work being like, and, dude, she puts the phone on speaker and she won't hang up with her mom. I mean, I don't know.
So it's like a guy's therapy?
Yeah.
What's your biggest beef with your significant other right now? Lunchbox. You have 5 seconds.
It's terrible.
The speakerphone. Take it off speakerphone.
Hey. Go to Ray. I'm not partaking in this. Go to Ray.
What? I'll partake.
Ray.
Well, she wants to take the cat to the vet for everything.
Oh, yeah.
And
there
so
was
Dr.
this.
Dr. Ray just looks at it, and I tell her everything's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if the cat gets sick?
It's fine.
Apparently, Bobby.
That's the healthiest cat you ever seen?
Yes.
Healthiest cat ever. Yes, Amy.
Apparently, the cat got sick right at the beginning of the Super Bowl, and it was a thing.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to cheer at the Super Bowl because the cat was sick.
You couldn't cheer during the Super Bowl?
The cat had an upset stomach.
Oh, no.
He did talk about that yesterday.
Amy's throwing all of you under the bus. Like, this is a 1, 2, 3.
I know.
Hey, I'll say my husband needs to learn how to close drawers. He doesn't know.
Close what?
Drawers.
Like Snow White, does have drawers?
No. Yeah. In the chest of drawers.
The chest,
dresser. He leaves them open
drawers?
Everywhere. Kitchen drawers. Yes, drawers.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so Eddie is the dad of our show. Got a couple kids. One's like 3, one's like 9.
Yeah.
Growing like weeds.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
I just wonder, as a parent, there's got to be so much stress that I don't even understand.
There is a lot of stress, but it kind of all goes into one. Like, I don't think of it as like, oh, my life's stressful. It's just is stressful, but I don't think about it, so it's not stressful. Does that make sense?
No, but I guess I wonder, a 3 and a 9, and some would say some would say you're a helicopter parent.
Yes.
Do you feel like you're kind of loosening the reins a bit?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Like, I just feel like Junior, for example, my 9-year-old, he's taking an iPad class. That's cool. I'm letting him take the class.
But you
it's at school.
But shouldn't he take the class, though, because he needs to learn
like,
those things?
It's like a required class, and Eddie's like, I'm letting him do
it. Hey, listen, math.
Hey, I'm scared of the internet and kids, you know? Like, I'm really weary when kids get on the internet because there
and
are
I
bad
think that's
people out
fair.
There.
That's fair, totally.
Thank you
but
for
you
laughing
can,
at me.
What? No, but you're like, I'll let him take a class at school.
It's an iPad class.
What about, because for a long time, you would not let him play in the front yard.
Yes, that too has changed.
The other day, the boys were playing with a ball, which I never let them play like basketball in the front.
No,
because people drive fast in the front yard, and if I don't have the little signs that say slow down, like they can't play in the front. Quit laughing at me.
You walk out and you put signs that say slow down.
Sometimes in the summer.
You live in a cul-de-sac though, right?
No, I don't. I live in a street that just goes from one end of the neighborhood to the other.
You must have moved.
Yes, I've moved.
You still live in a cul-de-sac, like 4 years ago.
I used to live in a cul-de-sac.
I don't go to anybody's house. You know what? I'm in anybody's house.
But outside my house, there's a hill. So the boys lost to basketball, and I was like, great. I knew I shouldn't have let them like go play outside. The ball rolled down the street and went into someone else's yard. Well, Junior comes in and says, Dad, the ball rolled down and landed in someone's yard, and someone came out of that house and stole the ball. And I was like, oh, great, I got this. And my wife's like, no, why don't you let them handle it? I was like, no, because we don't know who lives there. They could kidnap them.
They could be the great ball kidnapper of your neighborhood.
You never know, right?
You never know.
My wife said, no, we should let them. So we sat back and we let them go to the house, both of them, and they dealt with the situation. They came back 2 minutes later with the basketball, and I was like, you know what? Thanks, wife, for letting me do that. One, opening up my mind a little bit. And they got their ball back, and they dealt with a real-life problem.
So is she more helicopter than you are? Because it doesn't sound like it.
We're both pretty helicopter.
Are you?
We helicopter with each other.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
They're like...
We're compatible.
Well, listen, if he ever wants to take, like, geometry or earth science, just be okay with
it. You're going to let him?
You're making fun of me again.
No, I just know there's a lot that I don't know about being a dad.
It's stressful, man.
Yeah.
But not. Know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Did you know in North Dakota it's illegal to shop on Sunday morning?
I had no idea. I had no idea anywhere prohibited you from shopping. I mean, alcohol on Sundays, but...
And that's in some states. In Arkansas, where I grew up, you could not buy alcohol on Sunday.
Right, but not just normal everyday shopping?
I don't even know now if you can buy alcohol on Sunday in Arkansas.
Don't know.
But you couldn't growing up.
Yeah, there's still some areas where...
And for me, I bought alcohol. Right. I bought alcohol for like other people, but I'm not an alcohol buyer, so that wouldn't even pop into my head. The shopping thing, I shop on Sundays sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I know this, now they're trying to change the law to allow people to... How is this even a thing? Like, yes. The mall used to be closed on Sunday. Remember that?
Going out?
Yeah. I can't go to the mall. It's closed. It's Sunday.
Wow.
Now it's crazy. Like, to me, the fact that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday still shakes me. I'm like, what?
I know. It is crazy. But then I'm like, you know what? Solid dedication. Like, they're dedicated. Do you know how much money they could probably make if they just open up on a Sunday?
Yeah, that's my only day I really want to go.
Of course.
That's when I show up and I'm like, hello? Can I get a sweet tea? Oh, the lights aren't on the menu. Dang it.
You're like in the drive-thru and you're like, nobody's answering me.
I guess I'll go to Arby's. That's pretty much every Sunday at Chick-fil-A for me. But the legislators in North Dakota are like, oh, we have to strike this. So they're working on it now. But you can't Sunday morning shop in North Dakota.
But can you Sunday afternoon shop?
I think so. I think there's like afternoon you can actually go in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was interesting, though, that you couldn't do that.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, going to go. Be back here tomorrow. If you want to see anything from the show, including the pictures of my dinner last night with the governor of Arkansas, you can just go over to bobbybones.com. If you're in Muskegon, Michigan, I'll be there on Friday night. Otherwise, thank you guys for hanging, and we'll check you guys out on Wednesday's show. Listen to the whole show back on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on demand, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. See ya!
Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.